Check top. Lockheed Martin registered. Repository. Lockheed Martin
I
registered.
see the airport.
Yep.
KLAS. So what do? I hit tab?
Mm-hmm.
Level 0, MC Karen, expanded, something, something, something.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then I see level 1, collapse, 1 of 1.
That's inaccurate, but that's, yeah, right.
Then I have Boach, collapse, 1 of 1.
That's one of your stars. Mm-hmm.
Helby, no, that's one of my stars or my SIDS?
SIDS, sorry.
So which one should I choose? I see Boach, Kelby, Dark.
I think I chose Boach, runway 16, 19 left.
Folder view, Xbox. Project FAY32. Project FAY window, 1,001 documents unknown.
This thing's taking forever to start.
Project FAY, graphic local, Project FAY with 3 items, graphic clickable, maximize, graphic clickable, minimize, graphic clickable, close, graphic clickable, local application,
M1. Boach, 89, Boach, Boach 19R.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit. So I'm gonna hit. What do? I right click it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Associate with flight plan.
Yep.
Yep.
You got it.
Top graphic.
And then I hit shift tab.
Yep.
Graphic clickable community. Graphic clickable.
And then go to my airport, my destination.
Yep. Now mine already had a star added, so.
How can you tell?
Because I saw the runway.
Activate.
Wait, what do you mean? How do you see if it's added or not?
I saw the runway 16 right, I think is where I'm landing. I don't remember now.
Oh, it says the star name and then the runway, it's already there.
I think so.
I noticed it does that, but you don't get one on departure.
I have a star called Anaho, Yassi, Hard, Keno,
you know what?
LLC, MBA.
I'm not sure what I chose.
Wait a minute, my bad?
My bad. There's some really interesting waypoint names.
Wait.
That's running.
What is this, an OAL?
Let's get
Sad? Tarver? Tilts? That's it.
I don't know. It chose one for me, so.
Oh, I don't know if it chose one for me or not. I don't see one.
It didn't. You're going to have to add it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. What this? That was Yassi's Gassy.
Oh.
I guess. I'm gonna go to 16 right.
Normally the control tower would give this to you, but for now
I'm gonna go to 16 right. Okay. Associate with flight plan.
Oh,
and then
I forgot to book my thing in Project Fly.
Yep. And then that's it, right? I just tell it to
save your flight plan.
Flight.
Well, just save it just in case. I would. I don't think it'll matter, but.
So I go to flight plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yeah.
Save. Oh, I have save as.
You could.
No. Save. Okay, never mind. Save as.
New booking. Oh, no, wait. New book. No, wait. I think I already have it. Oh.
I don't really save mine.
Personally. Huh? I'm departing heading level 3.
I tend to save mine just in case.
Table is 1077.
Column
3,
column 7,
level 3.
Now here we go.
Column 7, sign up. Hold on. I know you're in a rush to leave.
Table is 1, column 6738. Column 7, sign up. Yes. Out of table 20.
Oh!
You know, I thought about doing this fight with y'all. I probably won't, but.
You could.
What happened?
You could if you want to.
Where's the one I'm looking for? Here we go. We are...
Activate. Okay, so autopilot's on. Let me just start this mother. Okay, I'm starting up the jet-powered vacuum cleaner.
The one that I gave you?
Yeah, the one I have.
bottom blank. Top, top blank.
How much fuel? I forget how much we need on this. Oh, that's right, 37.
Okay, where's the...
2100.
Salt Lake City.
From Atlanta?
Wait, I thought Salt
Lake. From Atlanta?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Let's go 4,000. Actually, let's go 5,000 in first class.
Oh, let me set... Do I have to set my global cruising altitude?
I forgot to set my plane. Hold on. Alrighty. Because it wanted to fly at like a F-18. I think I'm probably going to do the same thing.
Cruising at about what? 400?
Try. I'm going to do, hang on, 30,000? Ah, 30,000.
Let's get the relay.
302 is what I have my cruise set at. We could do...
300.
We could try,
With more of the dog.
350?
Yeah, let's try 302.
Oh, you're gonna do 302? I'm gonna try 350, but I really hope I don't get an overspeed warning.
You wanna try 350?
Yeah, let's try a little slower then. 0.87 Okay, that's a little too fat. That's a little on the fast side, but... What the heck?
What is that?
Wait, y'all can hear that?
Yes.
Oh.
That sounds
looks like you guys will be hearing my simulator then.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. How did you get that ATIS?
No, this is real ATIS.
Oh.
How'd you do that?
I have live ATIS, the archive of it.
Live ATIS? Oh.
You have live ATC on your sim?
No, 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 no. I'm getting it from. I have a file that. I mean, just incorporating it. Let's see what the weather is.
Hey, Sarah, I'm about to give this thing flat.
Already did that. Before I do that, though, let me check on messages.
Those things are loud.
Oh, you can betray me, but yeah, the archive will be up. Hey, sometimes I go back and forth between videos too, there's nothing wrong with that. Alright.
It's literally almost perfect outside. Alright, that's all I need to know. Alright, Project Fly. It's literally almost...
Okay, I'm about ready to go.
I am too.
Just let me know when you're going.
I'm just going to give it a little bit of throttle and go. I'm going to give it like maybe a little bit of throttle and then I'll give it full. So let's go.
Here we go.
Actually, I wonder if I should just do this flight. Nah. I'm set up for Salt Lake, I might as well do Salt Lake. We'll go with the AP-2300.
Where's the, hang on, where's the
hell? Oh, there we go. 2190 F3 only. Hey. Positive climb.
I definitely have positive climb now.
Here
we go.
And now it's my turn, y'all. I'm not streaming this one.
Open
our briefings, see how much we're gonna need for this.
I'm going 1400 feet per minute. I really hope I don't hit any mountains.
475. Okay, this is literally the same briefing as last time. Okay.
I'm at 3,600 feet.
Let me look at mine.
3,700.
I'm climbing at about 1,300 feet.
1,500 for me.
I just ran across another waypoint.
I guess
it's flying my SID.
I didn't run across a waypoint yet, so... Let me make sure my flight plan thing is checked. Yep. And the autopilot's on, so... Lost focus. There we go. Oh, there we go. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, remember, you and I are using kind of different flight plans.
Yeah.
Because you're using one from an actual flight planner.
I'm using an older one, so...
I'm at 6,500 feet, 6,600. Slowly climbing up.
Let's see. FS Tramp. Let's see if I have better luck. You have to think of Lima.
I forgot. What happened? What happened last time?
We landed and got, and then
crashed. Oh, that's right.
Load. Okay, yeah, so if I try and go to the airport, wait, what's that said? Yeah, we're going to, yeah, so if I go to the airport and then go to the SID. Oh, hold on.
Sweetie, I think we're both doing okay so far.
And if
we'll see when I get to my cruising.
By tab. Okay. ETTN. Alright, so I'm right clicking on it.
Yep.
Associate with flight plan, hit enter.
Mm-hmm. Now shift tab.
Okay, so now, here, let me do this.
Oh, actually, yes, the fucking 9,060 feet. I should be above Mount Charleston in hopefully 2 minutes. I just hope I don't crash into it.
I'm at 10,030 feet.
Because I kind of know this area, sort of.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything when I ship up.
Really? That's weird. Yeah. It works for me.
Let's try hiding it, and going back into it.
Oh, looks like I'm picking up speed. 260 knots. So I must have passed the threshold.
10,093.
Oh, by the way, on my way down, it kind of went 0 knots again.
Oh, ooh. No! Oh, yeah, I'm picking up speed, too.
Okay, so Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I'm at 11,000 something feet now.
I'm at 10,450. I'd better pass Mount Charleston, because that has a summit of 11,000. I better not hit it.
I've already passed it, I think.
Actually, I don't remember what direction it's in, so that doesn't help either.
Alright, so let's click into it.
I'm on my way to 12,000.
Okay, yep, that worked.
Ooh, nice.
Whatever that worked. So what I had to do, I guess for whatever reason, if you hit tab with the FSX SE edition, it brings up a Steam overlay for whatever reason.
Oh, weird.
So I had to basically Alt to close that, or after hitting Escape to close the Steam window, I had to hit Alt to close FS Tramps window.
What?
And then Object Nav over, like Josh was talking about yesterday.
Oh.
And now I got it.
So, oh, you know what? Like, this Bulge thing sounds familiar because I remember an actual control tower the other day, I think, was talking about that, remember?
Mm-mm.
Lee 5. They don't have the Lee 5 department, or SID.
Got 12,200
320 knots for my speed. I'm doing okay. If I can make it to my cruising altitude, that'll be great.
I'm at 320 knots.
So am I. If I can make it to my cruise, that'll be great.
Remember, you told me to go up to 330, so that's going to be my maximum speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have a Lee 5. Okay.
Oh, weird.
What was that? I heard like a...
I did too.
Oh, it's my TW Blue. Set. We're going to start.
330.
Starting one.
I'm at 14,600. What are you at, sweets?
Yeah, I know you can barely hear the plane. It's this. It's a sound that I'm using right now, so. Sorry.
I'm at. And yes, guys, both of us left at the same time. Well, three of us, actually.
Yeah.
No, he's still on the ground.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still on the ground, so control tower must be...
What the
hell was that?
Was that mine?
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, dude, you scared the crap out of me. I just looked at my object now, like, boom, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no.
Was that confusing? If it's confusing, tell me.
Yeah, literally heard the thong.
It's
all right, here.
It's here. Fine
no,
for
no,
now,
no,
I guess.
No, don't.
Me.
It just was like kind of.
Are you sure?
I was like climbing, and I'm like, uh oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no. I'm at flight level.
I'm at 160.
Oh, not too bad then.
That definitely looks great.
That'll be 16,000, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this flap sound from the aircraft. See, listen to this.
I'm at now 170.
Oh, that sounds weird.
What?
Because what they did was they took this flap sound from 80/20.
They probably did.
By the way, I figured out my wind sound issue for TSS sounds.
Oh?
The wind sound was that basically you have no wind sound at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
This one probably does. I just can't hear it. I'm using a different. I'm using default. I haven't switched to the other set of sounds though, so.
16,400. How did you get up that high? I'm only at 17,000 something.
I said 16,400.
Oh.
MCRM 508, lift FK92, 325 KT, lift MC1 test, 16,000. 325 knots. I'm doing okay. Well, we'll see what happens. If I can hit my cruise, then we know that this plane, then we know that we know what the issue was.
Are we moving? I think we're also moving. Please come on, having that annoying speed bug. Alright, hold on. You know what? We're just gonna shut down.
What happened?
One, I gotta eat. And I think we're having that annoying zero knots bug.
Oh no.
What the hell?
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Alright, so I will be back.
Alright. Have fun eating.
17,150. 19,650.
Okay, so far so good. I'm gonna get a drink of water. Because I can, and I'm really thirsty.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how high are you now?
Very high. No, I'm kidding. in terms of the plane? Let's see.
Yeah, not in terms of you. Well, unless
I'm not high, actually.
Wow.
No, I myself am not high. I am perfectly, I guess you'd call it sober?
20,480.
And I'm going
404
knots. Ground speed.
405.
So far so good.
406.
I think it was the plane. Because I've never gone that fast, even with the Riku planes.
Drop 408 kts.
408.
Drop 21,145.
I think.
Drop 21,233 mt. Drop 21,233 mt. Drop speed 21,317 mt.
Project fly.
Drop speed 21,399 mt.
21,399. I'm at 412. Ground speed, anyway. And...
ground speed, altitude, 228
nautical miles. 228 nautical miles away.
Altitude, ground 430 kds.
But we're doing different plans, so that's with my SID and STAR added.
Ground 440 kds.
Mine says 248.
Yeah,
for some odd reason.
You didn't add your SIDs and STARs.
Whoops. I thought I had... no, I did.
Did you add your STAR?
Yeah. Remember I told you I was going to do that other runway or something? Unless that other runway is like further away or something. I don't know.
I'm 224 now.
Probably screwed something up somehow.
Yeah, the plane sound that I'm using. So far the plane is flying great, though. I don't mind the sounds. They're a little gentler on my ears. But I don't have my, sound set properly anyway. So.
326 yet. Connected to complete flight. Connected to...
oh, wait a minute. What the...
For the drop to altitude, this is 220 nm.
223,300 something.
Drop 23,420. Drop 421 kds.
421. What I'm gonna do, I think I'm gonna be fine, is I'm gonna go visit the little engineer's room. No, don't worry, guys. You're not gonna hear me pee.
I'm at 200. I'm at level 240 something.
Alright, I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry guys, I don't know what's up with my internet. Hello?
I'm here. What I heard was, sorry guys, I don't know what's up with my internet con...
yeah, I don't know what's going
it
on.
Broke.
I don't know whether it's my Wi-Fi or...
445 kds.
445 nautical miles.
Drop speed.
25,700. So far, I'm doing pretty good.
Altitude 200 nm.
And 200 nautical miles away. I'm going a little... well, we'll see what happens with the...
altitude 20, drop speed. 25,990, ground 447 kds.
447.
Ground 447 kds, ground 26,071
empty. 26,071.
Flight level...
whoops.
2... 270.
Hey, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Alex.
Drop 26,445 empty.
We're in a 737-800 today, and our goal is not to stall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say we've been having issues with our planes, and we think we know what's going on.
Drop 26,745 empty.
I'm at flight level 260.
I'm at
going for flight level 270.
80.
Oh, okay. But then again, I think we're probably using different waypoints, and I'm climbing a little slower than you for some reason.
Dropped 26,970 empty.
I don't know, probably because you're sweeter? I don't know.
What does that have to do with...
Dropped 450 kts.
450 nautical miles an hour?
Dropped 27,194 empty.
Now, flight level 270?
Dropped 27,269 empty.
What's my...
Cairo 1, column 2, Cairo 1. Lockheed Martin, Cairo 1, column.
Actually...
Lock OBS 2022, Lockheed Martin, OBS 2, up. Stop reporting jet, stop streaming jet. Cairo 1, top draft, rocket, Lockheed Martin registered, with Lockheed Martin... I have a Karen Intel Torino, Intel Fast VLNS RAM, 3030 HD, 300 HD, 3030 Mach, 300,
oh yeah, it has me going like at 900 feet per minute, which is okay. Oh, I lost speed? Okay, confused, but alright.
I'm at 325.
I'm at 320.
Live at 350 kts.
If I can get to 30,000, at least that'll be an accomplishment.
Now I'm at 315 kts. What's going on here?
Live at 350 kts. Live at 10CRM508L. 850/min.
Now it lowered me to 800 feet per minute.
Yes, BTYD crater 28,390
feet. My altitude's 28,000 feet. So 28,000 something. 28,470. If I can get to... I forgot what I set my cruising at. 30,000, I think? I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Write down something.
Achieve cruising.
And I've just passed my waypoint, so...
29,340
feet. Nice. Overspeed warning, what the hell?
Wait, are you using FSXP?
No.
No?
Wow, let's start up.
I'm at 330. Why is it giving me an overspeed warning if I'm going at 330?
I'm going at 310, which is kind of weird, but okay.
No, I should be going by Mach.
Oh, no, we're reading it in Mach, but it shows... perhaps I should have,
Alright, this is not yours.
Okay.
How do I switch this over to Mach? Isn't it supposed to switch on its own?
It does. But it shows it in... But your airspeed indicator shows, I think.
So why is it giving me...
No, it goes by knots. So...
If you go down a little bit, it'll show what your Mach actually should be.
It should be between somewhere between 0.8 and 0.82.
I'm going a little fast then, I think. Or I will have been. Let me actually adjust that
left,
now.
Left cockpit.
Because I think I have mine at 0.84. Yep, 0.87. Whoops.
Selection removed.
Eight.
So what you know how to adjust it, right?
I do.
0.82.
Okay.
Doing it now.
Descent touch. View. Last move. Descent. Make. Also make. Cancel. New mouse. Stay mouse. Descent. New mouse. Cancel. Okay.
Alright, so...
I'm going down. What?
You join?
Hi, Orin.
Why am I going? I'm stuck at 29,910. There are 29,900. I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Except I'm trying to go at 3:30 and it's giving me an overspeed warning.
Yeah, I just lowered mine to Mach 0.82, so.
How did you lower it?
In the craft configuration dialog.
What, you put it in the Mach field or did you just...
Sure.
Alright, now we're going.
Sure I did! What the heck? Where did my chat items go?
80 knots.
Oh, there we go.
115.
Hey, Willie! Yeah, we're having fun. We really are having a fun time. You're drinking? No, wait, let me read that again.
Yep.
Oh, I'm at Mach 0.82, which is equal to 320 knots.
Oh, I'm booking it, yes. I definitely am booking it. Hey, Logic Pro X, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And yeah, drinking too. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be.
2,000 feet. Flaps. Laps up.
Josh, how did your trip go yesterday?
He was. Am I descending already? Well, if I am, that makes sense, because, I'm 130 nautical miles away, so...
Oh, wait, I guess these planes can't go at Mach 0.87?
No.
36?
No, they cannot.
Uh-oh. So my sister...
This ain't a military jet, this is a passenger jet, y'all.
Yeah.
So my sister, when she went to Texas, she was literally probably going at about 320, 325.
Uh-huh. Probably.
Well, remember, that's the ground. That's the ground speed.
No, ground speed, it was telling me I was at 400-something.
Mm-hmm. Only once have I seen a jet that I was flying in real life go at about... I think 510.
Holy crap. They must have been getting over speed warnings like crazy.
They weren't. Either that or they were hitting a tailwind. We made it to Baltimore in about 2.5 hours. We got there 2 hours early. Now, on the way back, that was a different story.
Oh! Sarah.
Yar.
Looks like we have a group of Sun Realms Plaza now on our message crew.
Okay.
What's up?
That's gonna be fun.
I mean, Oren.
What?
We can now do 100 people chats on their Samsung devices.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Not that I would ever need to.
Drop 456.
What was that? Oh well. It was a notification. I'll just leave it alone because I'm not sure what it was.
So Josh, how did your trip go yesterday?
I don't know, the flight? Well, yeah. Good. I finally got in the air, yeah.
Hey,
That negative 98
FPM. Let me ask a question, do you...
For any passenger jet, you're asking a lot. Forget to go past Mach 0.85, says Alex.
Do you recommend that we try WWV, or should we wait for the other thing?
There's a 10,000 feet.
Definitely wait for the other thing, but Worldwide Virtual is pretty cool. Hopefully he makes the ACARS accessible, ACARS V2 accessible at some point, because now I'm just doing manual reports. But, he now knows that it's, he tested it with MDA, and he's like, oh yeah, this sucks, so.
Logic Pro, I don't think I've been on an Airbus. Well, if I have been on an Airbus, it was when I was like 5, so I don't remember.
It's interesting that the Simbrief in the RJ, the Simbrief cruising speed is 0. The Mach speed for that is 0.74, but the speed below, the speed like above 10,000 but under 18,000 is 280.
Where do you find that info, Josh? Because I can't find that anywhere.
I think that's specific to Premiere.
Oh.
I think Simbrief it has it, but it's hard as hell to find on their actual website.
Is Premiere paid or what?
There's a free and a paid option. The free option, you can't fly the real. The schedules aren't going to be updated like overnight. With the premium option, you basically can fly literally any flight that's in the real world databases. Like you've got all the airlines that you can. All the schedules update overnight. Even like recent new airlines that like. Just pop up in the new flights that you can fly them. It's kind of cool. You can search by flight number too. So like, if you're doing like a worldwide flight and you have the flight number for it, you can fly it. In the sim. It's pretty cool.
Oh, congratulations, Willie. Whatever that means. Hey, can you look at Willie's chat, Jesse?
Hold on. I kind of have my phone charging. But
oh, he says he's top something. 9 in the something, something,
oh.
Something.
What?
Cool. Sounds good. Yes, no, it sounds good. I don't play that, so.
I know that these aircraft used to have altitude callouts, but I'm not getting any when using FS Tramp at all.
It's, I think because FS Tram uses own autopilot, because I got it once when using FST.
I only got it for the 737-800.
One, I don't know if it has callouts or not. It probably does.
Have you used it with FSXP recently? Have you got them then? Like with it?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if it's because of FST autopilot. Using FST's autopilot.
No, I'm using Yokai's autopilot.
Okay, interesting. Weird.
Weird.
Okay, why am I not showing up on the radar?
Again?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're flying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No weird speed issue again?
No.
That's good. Yeah, zero KTS,
Yeah, I got a... You know, I got a nice landing weight last night at Warbreeze Project 5.
I don't know. Why am I not showing up on Project 5? Something's up here.
Yeah, I did balance like 2-3 times.
Oh, jeez. Oops.
I wonder if that's just because, you know, I don't know, I put this ice flare too early.
Oh, maybe.
Altitude
81 nautical miles. I can't seem to hit 30,000, but I'll stick to 29,900. That's close enough.
So, I mean, Jesse, in answer to your question, I think you should try Worldwide Virtual at least for the tour. I mean, the tours are pretty awesome. They give you a lot of flights to do.
And how do those work? Do you make your own plans, or do they give you the plans, or...?
No, you make your own plans. I like Air We Go, because they have all the, like, the PLN, so you can download every single, you can download a list of PLN files. It's about, like, a couple thousand PLN files.
Mm.
And, it's nice. I really like it.
For what?
But for that, Air We Go is another virtual airline that's like a European fly out of Europe and UK and stuff. But but Worldwide Virtual is cool because they don't really have any really rules. Like, they don't even really log landing rates all that much. They don't really care about landing rates. They don't care about, you know, all they care about is your departure and arrival time, really. How long the flight actually is, but...
How easy is it to fill out a PREP?
It's literally all you do is you put in... since they don't really care about landing weights, I mean, you put in your departure, your arrival, your departure and arrival times, as, you know, I mean, Project Fly, you can get those, and then that's it, pretty much. Of course, you know, I wish, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later their A cards will be accessible and then you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But
if you wanted to, I guess, track with both Project Fly and their A cards if you really wanted to? I guess you could.
Yeah. I mean, I've been tracking with Project Fly because it gives me all the info that you need to...
Oh, yeah.
...for the manual bureau, Project Fly is good if you want to, you want to trace and track all of your flights across all, because I fly for, like, I don't know, it's a ridiculous amount of virtual airlines, and, like,
jeez.
Project Fly, you can, you know, I could, like, literally, you know, log my flights for all of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to start probably flying for Snack Air, because I want to get back in FS Economy again. My interest is, like...
Wait, did you just say Snack Air?
Snack Air. It's a group in FS Economy.
Yeah, you fly a bunch of, like, Rice Krispie treats and Doritos.
Does anybody use GSX or FSX passengers with FS Tramp or anything like that?
I don't know. You could use FS passengers, but you better go into the configuration and turn off, because it'll override your FS settings, like crash detection and stuff. That's critical for us blind pilot. You need that shit off. And, you know, if this passenger overrides your sim settings, so, like, there's a configuration file somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but you may also want to turn off the economic shit. I don't like FS passengers, like, career mode. I prefer air haulers over them.
So are we ever going to get... What was that one that you were talking about a couple weeks ago? Are we ever going to...
PAX?
PAX, I think?
That's TFTI Design, which they tweeted, like, a month ago about it. It's still kind of under development. I don't know when hopefully, but they say they're aiming for the 0.0 quarter 2019 apparently, so see. I really hope that's actually accessible. I'm going by their previous apps like smart cars, and you know, they're pretty accessible. Not even like, you don't have to use Object Nav accessible.
Oh, by the way, Josh, Crackdown 3 has full-blown talking menus.
I know it does. The problem is the game itself. The combat is accessible and like playable and good audio. Navigation, not so much. Which kind of sucks, because that's. I was looking forward to play that campaign. That's a cool stuff.
Yeah, you could fly a pizza, Alex. You know, you could. Alex says, if I were to join that airline, I'd be constantly flying a pizza. Oh, yeah. I think I'd be flying a Rice Krispie treat.
Ooh, I'm 70 nanometers away.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's actually SNAK Air. I'm not
I'm 40 nautical miles away. Whoa! Holy crap!
40 nautical miles away? Whoa, crap?
Yes,
whoa.
Exactly!
But
then again, yeah.
457 kts.
By the way, Josh, did you get the update to your phone?
No. I mean, it's installed. I just have to, it's downloaded. I just have to install it.
You'll like it.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
You really will love it. We've been beta testing it for like 3 months now. It is just... Whoop, great. My headset's falling off. There we go. It is just great.
I could have beta tested it, but...
And you'll be getting the January security patch. I'm hearing rumors that the February one's going to be released any week now.
I hope there's no problem with the February security patch like there was with the Pixel devices. That was a mess.
And you're now going to have...
Oh, sorry.
Bless you.
I'm not going to have that.
You're now going to have WhatsApp-like functionality with messages now.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Well, for those of you guys who wanted to hear me sneeze, that was an accident. unfortunately, that's what I sound like.
And today, later on, Josh is going to do another trip in Canada.
Probably, yeah.
He's doing the Canada tour.
I booked all the flights that were in Canada, so I have like 8 more flights left in Canada, and then it goes to freaking Denver.
You have to fly from Canada to Denver after that,
I'm going to like different destinations in Canada, and then they're not separate tours, but like it's a tour that starts off like in Alaska, goes to Canada, and then. Ooh. Goes to Denver and the west coast of the U.S.
Did you already land at Sitka?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sure you flew over Mount Denali, too.
Probably, yeah.
Summit of 20,000 feet. I'm not kidding. Look it up. It's a mountain that I don't even want to try to summit.
Well, the world tour, the 2019 world tour... That's like that first flight is like a 6-hour flight. The long haul tour, that's like that. They got the first flight in there is that damn Singapore, the 18-hour flight. Oh man,
jeez.
Yeah, that's the one
Newark to Singapore.
Holy,
yeah, that's the one that Josh is gonna be doing while he's sleeping.
Who has Newark to Singapore?
Freaking worldwide virtual long haul to 2019.
See, I wish I could get that because I want that flight. Well, I guess I could get some project flight.
That's the first flight. Project flight. I'm gonna be that'll give me the long haul achievement.
I already got that with
Can you find all this stuff on Project Fly?
Not all of it.
the flights? I'm pretty, because a lot of these flights that that I've been taking for Worldwide Virtual are not, like, no airline on Project Flight apparently flies as like zero flights found. So I have to, you know, manually book
it. Make it up, you know, fly Copa Airlines or something.
So it's like, Worldwide Virtual, like, give you the routing?
It doesn't give you the, it all does, it gives you the departure and destination. You have to, you know, like, do a,
okay.
Well, you can book it on Project Fly unless the damn plane that you fly is not supported on Simbrief, which is my case.
So y'all, I think they booked the radar for Project Flight.
Oh dear.
No. It's dear.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, because I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
And you were searching for me too.
And it doesn't show up.
Oh dear.
You wanna try? Anyone wanna try it?
I can't.
Wait,
my hands are full of
wait,
plane.
Wait, you're the project. Somebody broke the Project Fly radar. Is that what's up?
Yep. Because I can't see if I.
Yeah,
I can't see the flights.
I think that Josh broke it when he was playing around with it last week.
No, it started. It was working fine 2 days ago when I did that.
It might be Matt Davies doing something with it.
And then it broke yesterday. I remember. Yes.
I saw in the changelog that they're trying to work out some radar bug. They may have just.
Because what's been happening with me is like I'll search for you, Josh. I'll see you. And remember when I asked you, are you the one on VATSIM? Well, it clicked on something totally different.
On the homepage, you know how it shows like the four flights that are flying now?
Yeah.
It shows them, but when you hit radar, it doesn't show it. It like disappears.
Whoops.
Like the whole thing disappears. It doesn't even show you anything.
Oh dear.
It only shows you like the top, and then it shows you the bottom.
Oh. That's a little, yeah. It took me to the wrong person. It took me to someone flying, like some other name. I'm like, oh, okay. And Jesse, I think it took me to someone else too, so I just couldn't track you
like
at all.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Josh, I figured out why I have no wind sound for TSS sounds.
What?
Apparently
what
in the folder, I think the rate is down. Like, they literally have it so that there's no rate at all. It says minimum rate equals 0.00, maximum rate equals 0.00.
What?
Okay then.
Weird.
Cause that's not the case with me. I have too much fucking wind sound. Mine is way too loud.
I think what you do if you want to fix it is you change your maximum rate.
Oh, okay. Is that in the sound?
Yeah.
Drop T 29,970
Am I gonna like start slowing down at some point?
Where did you get yours from, Josh? Or from that folder?
Declan put a
what
like,
the hell?
Link up.
So you got yours from Deck?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one aircraft I really want to fly again.
What image? Question mark.
EW-787.
Yeah, Declan was flying that.
Okay, I know how to do it. Wait, is it a Dropbox link?
No, it's a link shortener, like torrent. It links to a torrent, but he's got a link shortener to make money off of his links.
I don't like torrenting because ISPs will catch on to it very quickly.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't need it. Well, I don't torrent a whole lot.
Oh no, I don't either.
I'm not spending $100 on the QW787 when we can't even use the FMC.
I know.
But I'm still at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, I'm not descending either.
See if I can find this link.
Well, I mean, I will eventually.
It's probably expired though. I might re-download the folder.
By the way, Josh, I bought FS Tramp.
Did you?
For a year at least.
Yeah, I need to buy my copy of it. I really wonder. I had to have surpassed 20 sessions. I don't know how to figure out how many sessions I've used of MST already. It's gotta be 20.
Well, Jesse found out what happens. He lost his sounds and it didn't show much of anything.
Oh, is that what happens?
I don't know. For some odd reason, I lost the ability when I would hit Control F11. It didn't want to do my flight plan, and it would show that the flight plan one icon was there, but it wouldn't allow me. You know how when you do the object nav and you go to check or uncheck it, you know, make sure it's checked. It would just bypass it and not show me that button at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's the limitation that you can't automatically fly a plan.
Maybe.
So I guess you bought it and then it works?
Yeah, I restarted my computer and now all of a sudden it's just working. I don't know. I'm just glad I supported the developer.
Yeah.
I'm starting to go down.
Even though he's kind of a dick.
We're starting to go down.
But I've heard a lot of simulated FSX devs.
They are. I don't know why. You'd think that they wouldn't be, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, you got the FSX pilot wasn't, you know, Dev is kind of an ass. Robert was kind of an ass.
He was, definitely.
And the Aerosauce people are apparently, you know, like, people were asking about PFPX, which is their kind of like a flight fighter pool.
I think we're descending. Oh, I forgot the altitude of the airport. Shoot.
Like I said, I really would like the altitude cost to work, because that would help us so much.
There are some ridiculously high runways in Canada. Like, there was like one that was at least 1,000 feet. And like the stupid
That's gonna be fun to land on. I think if I'm reading that right, the altitude of this runway is at 4,000.
Oh god.
Oh shoot.
So not sure.
The autopilot's probably gonna go off at like over 6,000.
Probably.
So I tried the pitch thing, and I think that's also another reason why I ended up crashing. How did you manage to do it, Jesse?
You have to put MBE to sleep, and you have to. For me, it's the end. I have to use Homonet. I mean, not Homonet. Numpad 8 and Numpad 2, because I don't think Homonet actually do anything.
I have Homonet. I just need to know how to use it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like, because you can reassign FSX keys. I wonder if we can assign it to keys that NVDA won't conflict with.
Like,
that we can read the pitch. You know, I don't have to put it to sleep.
Like,
What was a synth?
I don't know, F11 and F12? Just F11 and F12? Or wait, no, that will conflict with NVDA won't.
I think that conflicts with Windows, though.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe the up and down arrows?
Careful with that,
no, because that's screen reader keys.
You need to take the sim away, or you need to take the
the up and down arrow keys mess with the camera and the sim. Like, it'll change your
I didn't know that.
Point of view, and then, it'll change your.
Yes. Right, I'm taking
2300. You know, while you're looking, 26,470. Down.
I wonder what we could, maybe shift.
I don't know if those particular keys can be, like, binded to, like, multiple keys. Like, I think that would be a single key, like, on the 11. Like.
Oh, right. Yeah, like, really G is landing gear.
Yeah.
Damn, at flight level 240.
26,100 something for me.
I wish Project Fly would, because I think it always goes by the AGL. Like, it'll, like, when you're at 30,000, it'll Project Fly will say 30,000, like, 15 feet or something.
It does. I think.
Hmm.
No, just commenting on that Project Fly.
Do the do the number row keys do anything in the sim?
I don't know. They can. They menus for like ATC menus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Okay, flight level 200.
How about page up and page down?
That might work. But again, that conflicts with the, you can't.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got F13, 14, and 15 on my keyboard.
Yeah, that you can probably use 13 and 14.
Maybe. That is if they do what I think they do, or they, I don't know.
So one flight I do want to do at some point is San Diego to San Francisco.
Oh, that one's fun. I know someone who did that for real for a week. They would fly from San Francisco to San Diego, work, fly back, teach class, and wake up and do it all again.
One of my best dreams was a San Francisco to I think it was Miami flight with FS passengers. I mean, I had the most interaction out of, because, everybody was making fun of their voices and stuff. It was a pretty awesome stream.
Then isn't FS Passengers the one where the stewardess comes in and says something about, sir, you might want to be careful. There's a Marine on board that one of his grenades got loose or something.
Oh, yeah.
You should be careful because it's like rolling around in the plane.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Wasn't the stewardess also trying to hit on the pilot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing later tonight? Yeah. And then I'm trying. The stewardess probably wouldn't do this in real life, but it's like, oh, I'm trying to keep, somebody just like somebody had a fight and they. Somebody told somebody to shut up or something like that. I forgot what it was.
I could just imagine, I'm flying or whatever, and the stewardess comes in. Ma'am, we just had someone puke. Oh, okay. Gross.
I know Brandon Armstrong, he had, he had trouble with IYP, and, so he accidentally left the doors open on takeoff. And, the stewardess, Paz, we need to turn around and land immediately. Passengers are dying due to lack of oxygen.
Wow.
One second.
I can't wait until, if it ever comes out for P3D eventually, I will probably get it.
At least it'll give us something to laugh about. Hey, someone just puked when you were taking off. Well, I really don't want to know that.
No, they have a bunch of, add-ons for... they have that, they have an FS passenger version of that Southwest, flight attendant that, Ghetto was all, he rapped the safety announcement.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, cool.
Wow. Our Southwest flight attendant, when I flew Southwest in 2017, got pissed off. We ended up being an hour late for pushback.
Oh.
Why? Because people in the back, we were not sitting down. And she goes, guys, Seriously, open seating is open seating. Find a seat. It doesn't matter where you sit. We ended up being an hour late, and then we ended up being put in a holding pattern and flying past the,
ouch.
Epcot Center 12 times because, it was raining. And the pilot, was like, you know, we're gonna be second on approach. By the way, we have enough fuel to, land. I'm like, I didn't want to hear that!
I have some Southwest flight recordings. I actually recorded the full flight.
I don't, actually.
And the cool thing was it was on a MAX 8.
I don't record the full flight. I only record takeoff and landing.
Wait, this is going to bug me.
14,170 feet.
Ooh,
I'm at
12,500 feet. Yeah, so, it's interesting because Declan, when Declan was flying this, what? I don't know if it was 7-8, the QW-7-8, his callouts were actually working. So
really, yeah, 4,000 feet. This is going to be just so much fun for landing. I'm not even sure when to try and configure for landing. If I read that correctly,
I would do like 6,500 for landing. Right? So I would put the flaps out at like 8,000 or 7,000.
If I read that correctly. If I didn't, well, at least I'm configured. You know. I mean, I wonder if there have been pilots who've just configured early.
I did the other day. I got a, like I said,
I meant real pilots, but.
Oh yeah, I got a -98 FPM landing.
Sweet.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, maybe that's Project Fly though. People say like Project Fly's landing calculation is the most inaccurate.
Mm.
Like, people just criticize the hell out of that.
12,210 feet.
I've heard.
Project Fly's.
On the forums, yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I just hope I read that, Kurt, but that seems about right, because, yeah, you're surrounded by mountains and crap.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're at 2,100, I think, our runway.
Well, yeah, have you flown out of Reno in FS Tribe yet?
No, I have not.
Because, you know, that's one you might want to use a freaking SID, because, you know, that mountain there.
Yeah, lots of mountains.
10,910 feet.
And I've actually run into that mountain when trying to land with FSX, or FSXP. Boom!
Yeah. I ran into one of those situations that it were FS Tramp, like, well, actually, it actually generated waypoints in my flight plan to get to the runway. It was like,
what?
WP1, WP2.
Oh my!
Yeah, because there was no, like, the simulator didn't have any connection, like, info to the runway, so FS Tramp generated its own.
That works. I'm using an old, well, I hope it still works, an old flight plan from Simbri for my SID was missing. It doesn't exist anymore.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna just start configuring now. I'm early, but I really don't know if I even read that correctly. I guess it can't hurt. I'll just take it a little slow.
Where are you at, Jesse? You land yet?
Ryan, J9, minus 750.
No, I'm at 8,610 feet. I've just given it 1 degree of flap.
Test. Ryan, J92-300, cross and auto. Ryan, J92-330, cross 9,310 feet.
I really wish I can see the, you know, where my actual flaps are at when I do F7.
I know it does 1 degree each, though. So I just slowly count. That's all I can do.
Yeah, but if you're going in a new aircraft, then like how many? You know, some aircraft can only go like 4 degrees, but some can go like 6.
The thing I was flying a few days ago could only go 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing F6 or F6? Will F7 do 1 degree?
F7 does 1.
F8
is like full.
F8 is very much full.
Got about 6,500. I'm bringing down my landing gear.
Well, remember, the altitude, if I read it right, is 4,000. So.
Well, yeah, that's if you read it right, we're all
I'm not
going
sure.
Higher.
Yes, -1,050.
We're all
yes,
going by.
Yes, 3,300.
Saying about 4,970. If not 4,000, then we're both kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, 7,870.
I'm just a little surprised it's that high. But I'm preparing early, just in case.
Cross Ryan test. -850/min. Test. -950/min. Cassie Tata, diamond test, Pumpty Crater, 205 KTS. Pumpty Time, Cassie Tata, diamond test. Ryan J, 923, cross and auto. 7,550, Cassie Tata, auto, 260 mil.
Oh, it's 4,415.
Okay, I did read it right then.
Did you just go and quickly look that up, Jesse? Or did you learn the hard way by touching down without autopilot?
7,150
feet free.
Alright.
Come on.
6,590
feet. Man, that
sucks. We can't see ETA.
Oh, well.
Great, really?
185 KTS.
I'm now on the Project Flight Discord, and I'm hoping that I told Matt and everybody else who was listening there that we need the freaking ETE or whatever in the freaking track flight suite.
And I do agree there.
6,060
free. By the way, Sarah and Jesse, you ought to post your. Well, especially for you, Sarah, because you're the one that does the videos all the time. That Project Fly has its own videos forum. Where people post videos and such.
Oh, my videos aren't that great.
Yeah, but.
I mean, we're just blah blah blahing, you know. 5,440.
Oh, you're descending?
Yep.
Hey, my autopilot just went off.
What altitude?
4,000 something.
Fun. Now, how do you use the end key? You go to that climb thing where it says minus and you just adjust with the end key, or?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Okay.
4,860 F3
Tommy. 4,860.
Yeah, but I mean, in order to use the Anki, you have to put MBA to sleep, though.
No, he doesn't. No, you don't. I just did it.
Minus 450 F. Ryan J. 92.
Yeah, but you just did it. Change.
Ryan J. 92.
Yep.
4,490
FTS. 4,490 FTS. Alright. Hey Josh, if you're using RC4 and say you wanted to send, but still continue to fly the flag, how would you do that?
Send what?
Descend. Like, say you want to descend, they want you to descend to a new altitude, but still continue on the flight plan, how would you do that?
You can't. Not with FST, which kind of sucks. You have to stop the flight plan.
I'm down. Whoops, except I'm still going. I'm still moving.
Ooh, I got a minus 804 landing rating. Ouch.
That sucks.
Let's see what I got. I think I'm stopped. Oops, five. Come on. There we go. Yep. I'm stopped. Let's complete it.
How many miles from the airport were you? Were you zero or were you like one?
I don't know. Let me see.
Landing minus 347.
I'm 1 mile from the airport.
No, cool.
Not well. I mean, that would. Yeah.
Wait, how do you determine that? Wait, where does it say that?
It says it in the project fly window.
So, 120. 1 hour, 20 minutes.
I really wonder if there's a way to switch this, because it's saying it's in kilograms. I want to switch it to pounds in Project Fly.
Oh, there might be something under settings. I haven't looked.
Time
15:05:10. Whoops.
Okay.
Heading 90 degrees.
All right.
So did y'all get y'all's TFS sounds from that thing that Sarah put in?
It was actually Amir that gave it to me, so give him credit where credit's due. Not me.
Well, see, because I got them from Josh.
Okay.
Oh, I landed with 8 degrees pitch.
Okay.
0 degrees
oh, wow.
Roll.
Not too bad.
And I landed at 152 knots.
That's really good.
And
actually.
I didn't bounce.
Oh!
My plane did not go boing.
Now, did you press in release end, or how did you know when you quit when you got to land?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't do it because I was in a list view, and I couldn't get out of it in time.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you just...